Blog Talk Radio.
That's why I say this person
My father told us about this person years ago in the Bible before he was on, he was before he came to this earth. And verse 38, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, in a God whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious, Lord, help me see this right, with precious stones and pleasant things. They shall be due in the most stronghold with a stranger, with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. Don't you know who we're talking about? Well, that's who I'm thinking about. Yeah. And at that time of the end shall be the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries, and he shall overflow. He shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown with these, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. I have read to you from chapter 11, starting at verse 37 till the end of verse 31. May our Father add understanding and a blessing to the words that he had his prophets to write. Now, let us seek, have a word of prayer and thanksgiving to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, I just want to thank you for allowing me and us sheep to be alive at this time. I thank you. I also thank you for all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us by giving us same sound mind and us sheep prosperity as well as good health, and opening up our eyes and our mind and understanding to read what's in the Bible. Thank you for your blessing, for blessing us in Detroit, Michigan with good weather. And you always have, Father, please continue to keep natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us here in Detroit, Michigan. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Also, Father, I ask that you bless us with lots of money. Bless us with lots of prosperity. I know I need it. I am going to introduce myself to you all. Sheep, those of you who listen to me, and I am so proud. I hope my cousin down in Texas as well as in Indiana are listening to me. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I also, where the Ten Commandments are, We are also going to read this next week, the Ten Commandments. We are in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2. But we're going to get to Deuteronomy, chapter 5, and verse 7 through 21, probably sometime next week or the week after that. I ask all you sheep to read Exodus chapter 20, where it tells you, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That is in the part of the Ten Commandments where I normally read or read the Ten Commandments to you so that you all will know who listened to me. You can't say you were not told, because I have told you also. I read again from the King James Version of the Bible. And I need to tell you all that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening, and it ends on a Saturday evening. Remember to keep the Sabbath day holy and rest, if you can. I want you to have your three P's ready, and that's your pen, paper, and pencil. I'm from the old school. I want you to write your notes down as to where I have told you something special, and we have learned a great deal from just reading the first five books of Moses. And you can jot them down and keep them for your references. And I do not excuse any young folks, because young folks are you're smart. You're smart. And we have notebooks and tablets and all these other gadgets that I don't want to learn and know about, but I need to, because a lot of people are having them these days, and I don't want to be left out of the fray. Again, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. Thank you for listening. Listen, I want you to know this, as our Father in Heaven wants you to know, Hosea in the Old Testament, spelled H-O-S-E-A, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. That's why I want you folks to remember that. Then as well, I want you to know this. Write down 2 Timothy, write 2 Timothy, then again write 2 verse 15. There's 2 semicolon 15, and it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what you should know. I want you to know, read all of that. In fact, I want you to read the entire Bible, just to meditate on what our Father has told you. Father, I'm going to remember back in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. You say the wealth of the sinners are laid up for the just. Excuse me, Father, I had the belt. I don't know why every time I start talking about you in the Bible, I have the belt. Hopefully, I'm doing what you want done, my Father. I really do. I want you to also remember in Exodus 4 and 22, where he's our father says, Israel is my firstborn. And because you do not read your Bible, you have the lack of knowledge. You don't know that we black folks are Israel. That's in the Bible. Those other folks are, if you read Deuteronomy, they are the children of the devil. Oh, hold it. Hold on one second. Someone sounds like someone's at my door. Let me check it. Yes, that was. It was my sister. One of my sisters who is speaking in and trying to be quiet because she does not want to interrupt whatever I am saying. Remember, children, in Exodus 19, chapter 3, and in verse 8, it tells you that we are a peculiar people. We are not like the other people. I remember that there's a dominant gene and a recessive gene. Our gene, the black gene, is dominant, and the recessive gene is from the other folks. Most of the time, our children come out looking just as we are, or brown. They have melanin in their skin. They're not like white milk. We are like colored milk or dark milk or brown or black. Nonetheless, I'm going to ask you, sheep, to follow me into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, and I will start reading from there. Has counted all the blessings that our Father has chosen us to tell you all about the Bible. And I come to you many times when I'm not feeling well or not seeing as well as I should, as well as not knowing how to pronounce the names of some of these words that are written in the book, because I was never taught. But I am trying to learn now as I speak to you. This will make my third time reading the Bible. But the first two times, it was just like my eyes had been shut up. I didn't remember any of those things. I just read it fast like I was reading a book. And you can't do that to the Bible. You must respect the Bible and read it slowly so you can understand. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's spell D-E-U. T-E-R. Run. O-N. I mean, O-M-Y. Again, D-E-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. Chapter 2. And hopefully I will read it all. Chapter 2, all to you this time, right now. Follow me, and maybe our Father will read it with you one time. He doesn't do it often, but every once in a while he will come. Now, let's turn to chapter 2 and start reading. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And if you will, look in your Bible in the back. It will have a map, and it will, you might see like the Red Sea. Then you'll say, this is where we are in the Bible. As the Lord spake unto me, and we compass, that means go around, Mount Seir, S-E-I-R, many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed that means go around this mountain long enough, turn you northward, and command your the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau. Remember, Esau is our brother, and the father did not bless him, and he is supposed to be over in that land now. Maybe that's Esau, but no. My father said they are in Revelation chapter 3 and 9 and 2 and 9. Those people are the children of Satan. We are the ones that own that land, and they are really about to kill themselves up. And who watch? But when it's time for us to go, you stop killing yourselves up, no matter where you are in the country, and you'll be ready to fight those people that are against God. And it says, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, it's spelled S-E-I-R, and they shall be afraid of you. Take your good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a foot or a breath. Not so much as a breath. That's the length of their land, or piece of the land, any part of their land. Because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Now those who are here in the United States that's supporting Esau, you know you're supporting the children that are called the children of Satan. Verse 6, ye shall buy meat of them for money that you may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money that you may drink. For the Lord thy God, your God, has blessed you in all the works of your hand. He knows your walk in through this great wilderness. He knows you're walking through this great wilderness for 40 years. The Lord, your God, has been with you. You have lacked nothing. And when we pass from your brethren to the children of Esau, which dwelleth in Seir, S-E-I-R, through the way of the plain from El-Act, that's E-L-A-T-H. Let me spell it again for your hearing. I'm in verse 8. E-L-A-T-H, and pass through Ezion Geber, that's spelled E-Z-I-O-N dash G-A-B-E-R. We turned and passed by the way of the wilderness to Moab. And the Lord said unto me, distress not the Moabs, neither contend, that is to fight or argue or you are not to contend. Don't mess with them. You hate them with them in battle, for I will not give you their land for a possession, because I have given AR, that's the word is spelled, I guess, R is spelled A-R under the children of Lot for a possession. Now, and it tells you who Lot is, but I think Lot was Abraham's brother's son. So he is related to us also. Look in the Bible, back in the Bible, and see if you see A-R. Then the Emmons dwelt there in times past. A people great and many and tall as the Achaemenids, the Anakims. And the Anakims, I read they were giants. Now, verse 11, which also were counted giants, it says it right here, as the Anakims. So the E-M-I-N-S dwelled there. They were great people. Just as the Anakims, they were giants. But the Moabites called them E-M-I-N-S. I would say Emins. Emins, yeah. Verse 12. The Hormans, that's spelled H-O-R-I-M-S, also dwell in Seir, S-E-I-R, before time. But the children of Esau succeeded them. Well, that's succeeded. That's like they drove them out when they had destroyed them from before them. They destroyed them before them. That means they killed them out and drove them out and dwelled in their stead, as Israel did unto the land of his possession, which the Lord give unto you. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered. That's spelled Z-E-R-E-D. And we went over the brook of Zered. And the space of which we came from Kadesh Barnea. Let me spell it for you. K-A-D-E-S-H hyphen, that's Kadesh. And Barnea is spelled B-A-R-N-E-A. Until we were come over the brook Zered, Z-E-R-E-D, and 38 years, until all the generation of the men after war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. For indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the hosts until they were consumed. And that was eaten up or dead or consumed no more. And it came to pass when, trying to turn my computer back on. Let me read verse 16. And it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that the Lord spake unto me, saying, thou art to pass over through Ar, and I will call that Ar, to the coast of Moab this day. And when thou comest near over against the children of Ammon, that's spelled A-M-M-O-N, distress them not. That means don't fight against them, nor meddle with them. For for I will not give you the land of the children of Ammon, A-M-M-O-N, any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. That also was in accounted, that also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old times, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims. That's spelled Z-A-M-U-M-M-I-N-M-I-M-S. Let me spell that again to you, sheep. That's spelled Z-A-M-Z-U-M-I. Let's start over again. Whew. Z-A-M-Z-U-M-M-I-M-S. Zamzumins. A people great and many and tall as the Anakims, but the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded. They came after. They succeeded means to follow or come after them, and dwelt in their stead. Verse 22. As he said unto the children of Esau, which dwelleth in Seir, when he destroyed the Hormans, that's spelled H-O-R-I-M-S, from before them, and they succeeded them. They came after them and dwelt in their stead unto this day. So our cousins are still over in Canaan, although the land, the children of Satan have said are over there. And the Ammons, that's spelled A-V-I-M-S, which dwell in Hazrim, that's spelled H-A-D-E-R-I-M, even unto Ashan, that's spelled A-S, excuse me, A-Z-Z-A-H, and Capcans, that's spelled C-A-P-H-T-O-R-I-M-S, which came forth out of Captor, is spelled C-A-P-H-T-O-R, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river of Arnon, that's spelled A-R-N-O-N. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, the Amorite, A-M-O-R-I-T-E, king of Heshbon, spelled A-T-S, Heshbon, H-E-S-H-B-O-N, in his land, begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. You fight him in battle. That's what the Israelites were told to do. This day, I will begin to put dread in you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear reports of you and shall tremble. They're going to shake and be in anguish. That means sorrow or pain or unhappy because of you. And I send messengers out of the wilderness to Kedemoth. That's spelled Kedemoth, unto Sion. King of Heshbon, Hesbon, with words of peace, saying, let me pass through your land. I will go along the highway. I will neither turn unto the right hand nor to the left. Thou shalt sell me meat for money, that I may eat, and give me water for money, that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet. And the children of Esau dwelt there in Seir, S-E-I-R, and the Moabites, which dwell in Ai, did unto me, until I pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord has given us. But the king of Heshbon, Hesbon, would not let us pass by him, for the Lord thy God, your God hardened his spirit and made his heart abstinent, that he might deliver him into your hand as apparent this day. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have begun to give Sihon into his hand before you. Begin to possess, that you may inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. That's spelled J-A-H-A-Z. And the Lord said, excuse me, and the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for prey and unto ourselves, in the spoils of the city which we took from A.R. This film, maybe Aurora, A-R-O-E-R, which is by the brinks of the river of Arnon, that's A-R-N-O-N, and from this city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, that's G-I-L-E-A-D. There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. That's how our Father is. He will deliver us. And that's why you should follow him. There's none other than him, the creator of heaven. You don't want to follow him. You want to go with a trickster. If you don't follow him, he will badger you day in and day out. Have people that you never heard of call you. only unto the land of the children of Ammon thou canst not, nor unto the place of the river Jabbok, that's spelled Jabbok, nor unto the cities in the mountains, nor whatsoever the Lord our God forbid us, and forbid me to stop us or tell us not to go in, his room out. So we're not to go in the land that our father has forbid us. Now see, let us have a closing word of prayer where we would thank our Father in heaven. Let's say, Father in heaven, thank you as always protecting us from the evil one and all of his saints. Thank you, Father. Stop him from harassing us and keeping us from it. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, thank you. And bless us, amen. Continue to watch us over us. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back to you this Friday. Amen. Now, I want you sheep to go out and purchase this song by produced by my nephew, whom I am very proud of and happy. It's called High and Lifted Up by Bishop Devane Meyer. Also, I want you to purchase the song from Google Play, from iTunes, and Apple Play. The song is less than $2. Can you do that for me, saint? For sheep, those who listen to me, you are static. You know how to purchase High and Lifted Up by Devane Meyer from Google Play.
Father. Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
I have finished reading chapter 2.
Teach them
for Friday to read chapter 2.
To love one another. In their hearts,
go back and be with
Cause Jesus is
love.
He won't let you down. Walk on through temptation,
but
He's
love,
and His wisdom will be our hope and hay. Down, and I know down in my soul.